could be next on the Clyde One Super Scoreboard Open Line. Call now on 0141 951 1025.
With William Hill, proud sponsors of the Scottish Cup. Please gamble responsibly.
2.5 minutes past five. You're on the open line here on Saturday's Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Your first chance to have a say on today's football. Morton go down at home for the first time in a year, losing 1-0 at home to Dunfermline. The big winners in the championship were Hibs. Let's begin the open line as we always do with Hugh's headlines.
Sunshine on a leaf as the Cabbage and Ribs all but guarantee a championship title win and automatic promotion to the Premiership. A 2-1 win over Falkirk, who hadn't lost at Easter Road for 8 years. But it was a poor day for St Mirren. They lost the Challenge Cup final 2-1 to Dundee United and then looked on as Ayr United beat Dumbarton to move 4 points away from St Mirren at the foot of the championship table. When it comes to beating the drop, the question is, buddies, have you got the time?
Have you? And have you got the time? If you've got the time, give us a call right now. 0141 951 1025. Morton fans, if you want to phone and blame us, then that's fine. Just let us know what you think of your team's performance. Does it really matter, this record, this that you were going for? It wasn't like it was an actual club record, just the fact that it was a calendar year unbeaten at home. I imagine Jim Duffy will be a little bit more annoyed at going down the day where Hibs win. However, that's what happens. Craig McPhoto says, can't blame it all on the referees. Poor performance from Morton today. And Raffle says, you all jinxed Jim Duffy's team by talking all week about the home winning streak.
No, we didn't. Fate doesn't determine the outcome of football matches. You can talk as much as you like. We had, what, a couple of weeks ago, the Celtic supporters talking about 8 goals against Rangers and this would happen and that would happen. 1-1 the final score, because Celtic didn't play well and Rangers did. That's what happens in football matches, not fate.
0141 951 1025, that's the number to get through to Hugh Keevans, to Gordon DL and to Murdo McLeod. We'll also let you hear from the relevant managers this afternoon when they finish speaking to whoever we've got at the game. So we expect to hear from the likes of Martin Wilson at Airdrie, from the likes of Jim Duffy. We'll also hear from Ian McCall, winning Ayr United manager, this afternoon. And far from being a rant from Neil Lennon, we expect a very happy man. Great goal from James Keatings by all accounts to win that one against Falkirk in injury time. Here's Sean and Craig End on the phone. Hi, Sean.
Hi there, guys. See you tomorrow. Yes. I think Scotland will get beat 2-0 tomorrow. I think it's time for Gordon Strachan, after tomorrow's game, to actually hand in his resignation and resign as Scotland manager. I just don't think... I was a big fan of him when he first came in. I was like, Gordon Strachan's got to be good, but see, under Gordon Strachan, he doesn't play Rhodes and all that kind of stuff, not playing the right players. I just think, basically, his time's up and it's time for him to just walk on.
Well, you can't pass the verdict until you've had the trial. Yep. So you can't say that he should resign until he plays the match against Slovenia. If he wins the match against Slovenia, then we all move on to the next one against England. Gordon knows he's a man on a tightrope, but he has to be given the game against Slovenia.
Hold on a sec, there's a goal coming in here because there's some qualifiers today. I can tell you Bosnia-Herzegovina have gone a goal up against Gibraltar. It was Vidad Ibisevic who put the ball in the back of the net after 4 minutes. But I'm just hearing, yeah, because it's against Gibraltar, the goal isn't going to count.
Yeah. Right to it.
So it's 0-0.
So it's still 0-0. They can score as many goals as they want, they're not going to count. Sean, you said you think Scotland will lose tomorrow night.
And listen,
if Scotland do lose 2-0, I don't think there's any doubt that Gordon Strachan will either hand in his resignation or be sacked. But listen, the game hasn't been played yet. What if Scotland win 2-0?
See, to be honest, the way we played against Canada the other day, it was, do you know what, I actually watched part of the game and I actually turned to it to go and play FIFA. That's how bad it is. You actually look into a computer game.
Right. Who's more entertaining?
Yep.
Well, Sean, watching a game like that, Hugh, when you're watching the state of the pitch, 9,000 fans there, you're playing for your country and you're out there and it wasn't happening for you. Yeah. And you know, it's, this was kind of the other half of the squad that was playing in most of the positions, so...
The only thing I would say,
it's a difficult one to get.
It's got to be bad though when a game of FIFA is more entertaining than the actual real thing.
I actually enjoyed the game.
I enjoyed the game.
Yeah, I thought it was a good open game. I don't think there was a lot of great performances from us. But I actually,
what about Scotland?
Yeah, you had this on Thursday night, me, didn't you? And if you look at, for instance, Canada, I thought they played very well.
Yeah.
I really
give
did.
Them, yeah, give them some credit.
Yeah, but we're looking at it from a Scotland perspective, Gordon, so you couldn't have enjoyed it.
I enjoyed the game of football.
I understood what Gordon Strachan was saying when he said, Willie, I know one or two things now, which you can only find out under match conditions, and probably one of them was that don't have Chris Martin anywhere near the place on Sunday night at Hampden. Things of that nature. So I understand that. The only point I would make is you shouldn't be charging people £22 for a ticket to see a trial match. But you discount what happened against Canada, it's all about what happens against Slovenia.
Sean, would you count yourself as a Scotland fan? Are you someone who would normally go to the games?
See, to be honest, I've only been to one Scotland game, and that was Gordon Strachan's first game against England. So really, I'm a fan, but I wouldn't say I'm like a poor, actually like a big Scotland man, to be honest.
So you've only ever been to one Scotland game in your life?
Yeah, and I've never had a Scotland tap.
And do you go to see your club games?
I go to see the Rangers, yeah.
Right, okay, all right. So you're a big Rangers fan, but you don't support Scotland?
I support them, but I wouldn't say I'm a big fan, I'll be honest.
See, from 1974 onwards, Jerry, what's that now, 26, 43 years ago? you know, from 1974 on, people had a cause to embrace. I remember buying my kids Scotland jerseys for World Cup finals. And now I've got a grandson who's got a Scotland jersey, but he hasn't seen anything great. He hasn't seen anything successful. But people who were round about 1974, whatever age group you were in, you could develop a real affinity with the national team. That affinity is dying away now because of a lack of success. Young people aren't interested in failure now. If you go on and on being unsuccessful for two decades, young people don't want to get behind that. So we're in the market for a rejuvenation of the supporters as well as the football.
And of course, back in 1974, Scotland were in a group in the World Cup alongside Brazil, Yugoslavia and Zaire, am I right in saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And unbeaten Scotland were in that group. Even managed a 0-0 draw with Brazil, but still got knocked out. And it was that long ago, two of those countries no longer exist.
But then you had a support who were drawn to the national team. As I said, when Joe Jordan scored the goal that beat Czechoslovakia at Hampden, what a night it was to be there.
Yep.
What a time it was to be part of the whole Scotland setup. And so it went on. World Cup finals in 78, and on we went with the Craig Brown, Andy Roxburgh era, where you made the European Championships, you made the World Cups. We had the golden era, if you like, of our international football team, and it all came to a shuddering halt in France in 1998, and we're still looking for the way back.
Give us a call, Scotland fans, ahead of tomorrow's game. Morton fans, I want to hear from you as well. Have you given up the ghost in terms of a league title? There's been a lot of optimism around Greenock Way this week, but after today's defeat and Hibs' victory, perhaps you're looking at things slightly differently. It's unbelievable that Strachan is still the manager, says Paul, and frankly, a win tomorrow will do little for most of the fans. It's time for him to go. John McElvaney on Twitter says, you can't judge Scotland on that game against Canada. Still think we should have played our strongest, in brackets, Celtic team. That caller's lost it, he says, and this tweeter says, I lasted 4 minutes watching the Canada game, then thought, what's the point? Dire team to watch now. And Maggie Mulligan says, I can't remember the last time I actually enjoyed a friendly. Here's Colin in Easterhouse. Hi, Colin.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Colin.
Hiya.
Oh, Derek's still there, isn't he? No,
he's not. No. Gordon's here and Murdo's here.
You said that the verdict's not in for tomorrow night, so how can we go on Gordon Strachan's back? We can go on his back because the unmitigated disaster that was the European Championships, the guy should have been out of job then. It was embarrassing in Gibraltar when 8,000 or 12,000 supporters clapped him off the field. So it was, and it's embarrassing the last two games that we lost. Did we lose the last two games there, aye? In the group, Lithuania and Slovakia or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, aye. So that's been England. A disaster. That's been an embarrassment. And what's an embarrassment is everybody in the panel is still saying, you've got a chance to qualify. You get no chance to qualify. We're out.
Let me put into perspective what I said. I said to the last caller, you've delivered the verdict before you've had the trial. He wanted Gordon Strachan to resign. He believed that Slovenia would win 2-0. The obvious response to that is, what if they don't lose? If they don't lose, Gordon Strachan continues. If he loses, Gordon Strachan has lost the right to continue because we're not going to qualify.
Yeah, but it's just a...
He has to be given that game tomorrow night. I fully understand it. I said the SFA rushed into the extension given to Gordon Strachan where his contract was concerned. They rushed into it. And I suspect they rushed into it because they couldn't think of a replacement. But that's not a good enough reason to keep a man on the job because you can't think of who should replace him.
Is a replacement sitting in Morton? So there is. I've been advocating it for well over a year now. Sure. Duffy would be a brilliant Scotland manager.
I'd love to see that, but do the SFA think that? And they appoint the man. Can they say to the Scottish football supporting public, Jim Duffy is going to be your new manager, and will the public accept that? Because while you and others will be right behind Jim Duffy, there'll be people in other parts of the country who will say, you must be kidding.
No.
Yeah, but it might be an unfashionable appointment, but you know, and please, with the greatest respect to Jim Duffy, I don't mean this in any bad way, but in terms of unfashionable appointments, Sam Allardyce became England manager for one game, but you know, so you know, it might not be too fanciful. Scotland, if they lose tomorrow night and Gordon Strachan goes, are going to have to do something different, Hugh.
I am an old friend of Jim Duffy's, and I would never say a bad word about Jim Duffy as a person or as a football manager, but I'm trying to get across the concept of the Scottish public being told that a manager from the Championship will now become the manager of the national team. And I don't think the country as a whole accept that.
Colin, will you, when it comes to kickoff tomorrow night, will you be like a lot of Scotland fans and beginning to get a little bit more optimistic?
No, not at all. I'll grin and bear it. I know what time it's on, Jerry. I'll sit and I'll watch it. But I can see myself turning the air in about the 25th minute. So I can. Because we go a goal down. We always go a goal down. So with it, and that just, you know how it feels, Jerry? See when somebody puts your horn into your spine and turns your spine. That's how I feel when Scotland goes a goal. And I just can't take it anymore. The guy's ruined my international experience. So yes.
All right, that's a pretty painful sounding description. I've never had anyone put their hand in my spine and turn it round, but Colin, it doesn't sound too good.
No, that's how it feels.
Right, all right, Colin. Listen, Colin, we'll no doubt speak to you through the week.
Cheers, Jerry.
All the best. That was Colin in Easterhouse. Here is our winning manager this afternoon, Ian McCall of Ayr United.
Yeah, I mean, their attitude was fantastic. I mean, I think we've won three of the last five games, so they're coming good at the right time. And a lot of the injuries are clearing up. We hope to have Adams and McDade back soon as well. So, listen, it was a big game. The bottom line is it doesn't matter how you play. You just got to win. And we did that. My only downside was, you know, we got nervous when they went down to 10 men. We should have been better than that. 2-1, though, for 15, 20 minutes. We just battered them. And, you know, Alan Forrest, who is an outstanding finisher, has just got to score, and that puts the game to bed. And relied on Greg making a couple of good saves.
But your two goals were good in different ways, weren't they, both of them?
Well, but the first one in terms of how vital it was. Yeah. Right, and the second one, Crawford's been excellent this season. He's got a real chance. He's still young. So, yeah, it was a great goal, good move. As I say, the downside is we were so dominant for 15, 20 minutes. We didn't need to go through that in the last 15, 20 minutes. We didn't need to be nervy. I didn't need to run about like a maniac. You know, the game should have been over.
But still, a good 3 points. Great. In that wee bit of daylight at the bottom to St. Mirren.
Great
looking above you now.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, we're level with Dumbarton. We've got a game in hand. I think we've got a game in hand in Raith. So, Dunfermline may be out of it now, I'm not sure. They got a good win today, but you know, Queen of the South will be looking over their shoulders as well. So we've just got to have said to players, and everybody says it, but just treat every game as an individual game on its own merits, and there's 3 points. Doesn't matter about anybody else. If we win, keep winning, we'll be fine.
Sounds happy enough, and so he should be. Ian McCall there, Ayr United manager, 2-1 winners over Dumbarton this afternoon. Let's hear Mark Wilson. I can't imagine he will be too happy this afternoon. 4-2 defeat away to Livingston in League One. Here he is.
When you come to a place like this, team that's top of the table, you know it's going to be hard enough. So you set up with a shape to try and keep it tight for as long as we can, and we've got the players to then go and hurt them. Unfortunately for us, we gave away two ridiculous goals early part of the game. And once again, like you say, I'm repeating myself again because we leave ourselves a mountain to climb. So for that 20 minutes, 25 minutes, we weren't good enough, didn't deserve anything. But after that, we get back in the game. And I thought there was a spell at the start of the second half where we were very good. We put together some great moves, got to the touchline, and unfortunately there was nobody there to finish off the chances for us. But saying that, and I've said it to the boys, when you're in the game at 2-1 and you've got a chance and you're in top, you need to manage your game better. And we let ourselves down badly with that. When we're pressing and trying to get an equaliser, you've got to keep the door locked at the back. And a wee bit of naivety for young Jojo, try to dive in and nick the ball. Let's a cover striker like Mullen turn and shoot. And again, it's uphill. And the fourth goal we'll lose again, we're well aware of what he's going to do. He's going to come in his left foot, he does it all the time. And we don't stop it. So that's a frustrating thing. I think if you look at the four goals conceded, they're all errors and are all avoidable. So that's the thing that hurts the most today. But look, take nothing away from Livingston. They're top of the league because they're a quality side with quality players. And even their bench, when they bring on players, you can see the quality that adds. So it was probably a deserved 3 points for them today, but disappointed. I'm disappointed in the goals we lost.
Mark Wilson there, Airdrie manager, 4-2 it was to Livingston in League One. Let's speak to Joe, who's in... Oh no, David was hanging on longest. David's in Coatbridge. Hi, David.
All right, how you doing?
Hi, David, you're through.
It was just to Mr. Keevans. I would just want to point out, see when Craig Brown was the manager of Scotland, didn't see he's playing on a Sunday night.
Well, he would have to be honest, because that's these games are set in times by UEFA and FIFA.
The manager goes down and he negotiates with FIFA and all them to organise the games. He negotiates what kickoff time suits you and all that.
No, it wasn't the manager who went there. It would be whoever was in charge of the SFA at that particular time.
Mr. Stevens.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is that things have changed now, and there would have been Sunday matches if, when he was in charge of the SFA, Jim Farrey had wanted it to be that way, or Ernie Walker when he was there. But
Craig Brown always negotiated a favourable kickoff time for us.
But listen,
and support our team.
But listen, we're not in the position we're in because we have to play on a Sunday night. We could be playing on a Sunday night while 6 points clear at the top of the group. We're in the position we're in because whenever we play Wednesday nights or Saturday afternoons or whatever, we're not doing enough.
01419511025. Thanks to David then in Coatbridge. Up next will be Joe in Castlemilk here on Saturday's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Scottish football has a voice on the Clyde One Super Scoreboard open line. Call now 01419511025.
With William Hill, proud sponsors of Hampden Park. Please gamble responsibly.
Past 5 on Saturday's open line on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. We're going to hear from Neil Lennon in just a second. Before that, here is Joe in Castlemilk. Hi, Joe.
How you doing, guys?
All right, Joe.
No bad. I'm just starting some of the comments on here a bit ridiculous. Talk about kicking a man when he's down, man. Starting, I know he's not had the best of campaigns, but who are you going to get a job if he did sleeve? You're going to have the same problem, go through a campaign start, but if you get a new manager, back, no qualifier, we need to sack him. It's just going to go round and roundabouts for the next couple of years, I'm imagining.
So what do you say then, Joe? Keep him?
We're not good enough. I just don't think we're good enough on the pitch.
But that's the nature of football. When teams are unsuccessful on the pitch, the manager gets the sack.
Yeah, exactly. So we're just going to go round and roundabouts, because do you think we're good enough to qualify for a major tournament?
If a man is unsuccessful and is removed or decides to remove himself, then you replace him. You don't just say, well, he'll need to stay because we can't think of anyone else, or, well, we can't go on sacking managers. I mean, it's just the story of football.
Yeah, if you don't win games, no, it's not good enough. But Scotland versus Scotland, this is how it's been for the last few years, as I remember. And it's going to continue that way to be developed.
And what's happened as well, Joe, of course, is the number of times Scotland lose and don't qualify, they then go further down the pecking order, further down the pots, and we end up in pot four. We used to be pot two, for goodness sake. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's got to go round and roundabouts until we. Yeah. Because I don't care who you bring in just now. I just don't think we're good enough.
So you think, Joe, there is absolutely no one out there who can do a Brendan Rodgers, let's say, and come in and work with players who are perhaps underperforming and turn them into winning teams?
I think you could do that, Jerry. I really do. I think there's
Who do you reckon?
I don't really know just now who I would appoint.
Well, if you say you because, don't know someone, because,
no, because the one thing I've...
You sound like a caller who said, well, there must be someone.
No, hold on. Yeah. What I'm saying is, we're talking about a guy here that's still in a job, first and foremost. And yeah. I think that's why he's still in the job, because I think the last campaign when we failed, I think the SFA looked and thought, who are we going to get in? And I don't think they had any idea, so they kept Gordon Strachan, as far as I was concerned, giving her another shot. But I do think that sometimes managers can come in, and I know it's international football a bit different, and in a club football is day-to-day working, and you can change, like Brendan Rodgers, if you look at the Celtic players banging form, the way he's changed them. But I do think there's managers that can come in, you know, where it's a tweak like the formation, different players playing in different positions, can change a team. So I wouldn't just say, you know,
Gordon, you're right that there'll be managers out there that can do that, but it's finding that manager.
Yeah, that's
the hardest thing.
Yeah, I agree with that, Murdo.
It's finding the manager.
It's finding the right person to come in and do all that. But if you look at our squad, for instance, you're not telling me Northern Ireland squad is better than Scotland's. Even if you look at Wales, you can pick Gareth Bale, take him out of the equation. We're as good as Wales, surely. It's just...
Well, Green Curve here says, I don't agree we're not good enough. We're just underperforming miserably, but we do have good players.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Do good players underperform miserably for as long as our good players have underperformed miserably?
Let's hear from Neil Lennon while we work out that conundrum. Hibs were 2-1 winners against Falkirk this afternoon thanks to a very late goal from James Keating and a first goal for Hibs from Effie Ambrose.
You know, it's nice to win the game in the manner that we did, because we haven't done that as often as I'd like this season. It's testament to the fitness and the character of the team. I think the mindset of them is strong. It was a great game of football. It was very exciting. I thought, you know, Falkirk played a part in the game. And, you know, they wouldn't be in the position they are without their manager. He's done a fantastic job. No disrespect to Falkirk, but I think he should be managing at a higher level. But to win today, it was really important, you know, with Morton losing as well. So it could be a pivotal day in the run-in now. So I'm delighted, absolutely delighted.
And the goal worth of winning any game?
Any game, yeah. I mean, he's been due one. He's got the ability. He's the one where it comes to him about 2 minutes early and he lashes at it on the volley instead of taking a touch. That's been symptomatic of a season. But I've seen him do that a lot, left foot and right foot, you know, and he's a technician, Keatsy. He's a good finisher. He put a great ball in for the first goal as well. He's been doing that all season. I was delighted we actually got on the end of a set piece to score. And, you know, that may be a huge goal in the context of the season. Huge.
Peter says you're almost guaranteed the title now. It's certainly yours to throw away. Is that something you'd go along with?
Yes, it's in our hands now. There's no question of that. Even if Morton win the game in hand, you know, there's still a significant gap. But we've still got a bit of work to do. But I think today, psychologically, is huge for us, you know, after last week's, you know, dropping points.
So 10 points now ahead of Falkirk, our Hibs. Falkirk are now a point ahead of Morton after Morton lost today at home to Dunfermline. Alistair is in Greenock. He's a Morton fan. But Alistair, no complaints?
Oh, none whatsoever. Good evening anyway, panel.
Hi, Alistair.
Well, I'd just like to say, maybe Morton are just pushing above their own weight just to know. Punching above it, because really can beat the day after Dunfermline's nae bad thing considering the season we've had. I think it's a great season. Our management team has brought the best out in some of the players that have been neglected at other clubs.
It kind of indicates where Morton have come, where you're saying, oh, can't believe Morton haven't gone a whole year unbeaten at home.
But forget that, it's about winning points. But Dunfermline day came out with a different structure against Morton compared to other teams, and it worked for them. So fair play to Dunfermline. But we've been doing that as well this season, continuously, in collecting the points. Because we get beat today is not the end of the world, and we're still in the mix for promotion. No.
Well, stay right there, Alistair. I want you to give your reaction to this, because here's Jim Duffy's interview after the game. Have a listen, then I'll come back to you.
I think there's games that you play in and you can be unfortunate to lose. I don't think today was one of them. I think Dunfermline deserved to win. I think that we weren't as sharp in any department really that we would like to be, and you know, although with a lot of the possession and a lot of pressure in the second half in terms of set pieces, the clear chances obviously fell to Dunfermline, and other than Gats making two or three fantastic saves, they could have capitalised on it. So overall for us, we're disappointed, I think, not just with the result but the performance. I don't think there's anywhere near the levels we've attained this year, and you know, we're just disappointed that you know, happened today. But you know, so I can't be too critical of the players. We've got to balance our season, you know, look at over the course of the season, we've balanced our form over the course of the season, and over the course of the season we've done very well. But this league is an unforgiving league. If you are off the pace at all and the opposition, you know, are up for it, which they were, then you, there's every chance and every possibility you can lose. So credit to Dunfermline, I think they deserve to win, and you know, we need to regroup and get going again.
Jim Duffy there.
Well,
there we go, Jim Duffy there. Just keen to get Alistair's thoughts on what he had to say on the game. Hi, Alistair.
Hi. I think he's speaking the truth. I mean, Dunfermline's done their homework in Morton. They've read the beaters this season, so they knew what they were going to expect after Morton, and they worked well at it. At least Jim Duffy's turning around and saying that, which he should as well. So he's very honest in his opinion. It's just one of them games. It didn't happen for Morton a day, and it can't happen every week. Mm-hmm. Although it's been happening, we've collected the points. And we're earning merit this season. No, look, it's earning merit.
The difference between...
they've played a good football, you know.
The difference between Dunfermline and Morton is Dunfermline may have won today, but Morton will take part in the playoffs, and Dunfermline won't.
Well, it's not confirmed, Jack Hugh, but it's looking very good. Yeah, you know? Yeah.
And of course, I made a mistake saying Falkirk were a point ahead because of that late goal. Yeah. They're not. It's 48 points to 48. Yeah.
The reason why Morton and not Dunfermline will play in the playoffs is that over the course of the season, as opposed to one afternoon in March, yeah, Morton have done their jobs properly, and while not having two of their best players, Gary Oliver, Jai Katongo. So yep, all credit to the players and to their manager. That's why they are in the playoffs.
Thanks a lot for your call, Alistair.
Thank you.
All the best to you. Alistair there, keeping it real as a Morton fan, keeping his head up, keeping his chin up. And Jim Duffy certainly not too despondent after, as he described it, deservedly losing that game on Twitter. Paul says Derek McInnes or Alex Neil would be excellent candidates for the Scotland job. Green Curve says Neil Lennon would get Scotland to qualify. And Christopher Differ says Brendan Rodgers should manage Celtic and Scotland. Here's Alec in Parkhead. Hi, Alec.
Hi, panel. How are we doing?
All right, how are you? What do you do with yourself, Alec, on a day when Celtic aren't playing?
I work away. I work for myself, so I just work away and listen to yourselves. And
I just picture you kind of pacing up and down your living room, kind of not knowing what to do with yourself when Celtic aren't playing on a Saturday.
No, I've got a wee workshop where I get into. I've got a workshop in my back where I do a wee bit of work on that. So, out of the way.
I'm going to call you Chepetto from now on.
Aye. obviously, you know what? It's as clear as black and white. But the situation with Gordon Strachan, your first two callers of the day, especially the guy Feaster who's calling, Gordon Strachan is a Celtic man. Sorry, was a Celtic man. And if you get back and a lot of the calls that come in, they've had it in for Gordon for when he first came into his job. And they've still got it in for him. Why not phone in Monday? See what the score is in Mora. Why not phone in Monday and then say what they're going to say? Gordon's trying to get his team up for probably the biggest game of the campaign in Mora night. And there's callers on yesterday, the day before, the day. And they're obviously, they've got his beat already.
Alec, you're right. The way it's sitting just now, forget about the England games, one coming up, the one in the past. This is our biggest game of the whole campaign. If we lose tomorrow night, you can forget it. If we win tomorrow night, then we're on the road to hopefully better things.
Alec, you're not quite in a position to say what you have been saying, because you come on before the last Celtic Rangers match and said that the score will be whatever Celtic want it to be, and in your estimation it was going to be 6-1.
Yes.
So if somebody comes on tonight and says it'll be 2-0 for Slovenia tomorrow, you're not really in a position to criticise them, because you did the same thing.
Yeah, sure, but sure, I'm
Alec,
no calling for somebody.
I've never heard that, Alec.
I'm no calling for somebody to get the sack. Neither was. I was just giving a prediction on the score. That's what I was doing.
Yeah, but
if they lost tomorrow, Alec, If he lost to, and hopefully we're not going to lose, but if he did, would you be on Monday's phone and saying we still want to keep him as a manager?
Listen, doesn't he, Matt? Gordon and whoever comes in, they can only work with what they've got.
Right, so so if we lose tomorrow on Monday, you'll be on saying we still stick with the manager?
Listen, I think you'll know by the calls. I'm a Celtic fan, first and foremost. I watch Scotland. Mm-hmm. But if we get beat, am I going to come on and say, get ready, wee Stratton? No, it was the same, obviously, when Walter Smith was the manager. It's probably one of the most hardest jobs in international football.
I do understand that in this part of the world, there will be people who criticise Gordon Strachan because he used to be the Celtic manager. That's just the way of the world here. In the same way that when Walter Smith had the job, the people come on and criticise Walter Smith because he was once Rangers manager.
Alex McLeish.
So that's the way of the world in the west of Scotland. But Gordon Strachan, when we had beaten Gibraltar, the might of Gibraltar.
Not counting it.
No,
counting
it was a draw. I was nil-nil.
Counting it.
Then got his photograph taken with the fans and there was euphoria. Why there was euphoria, I do not know. But then he was offered a contract extension. So, you know, the country is not against Gordon Strachan. There will be people in the west of Scotland who are against Gordon Strachan because he used to manage Celtic.
Alec, it doesn't matter who's in charge. What's it, their jobs in the past? It's the results at the end of it. And just now, if Gordon's successful, the country will get behind him. If he's not successful, then it's time for a change.
Yeah, obviously, can I just finish it? Hopefully, Celtic go to Tynecastle next week and we lift the Scottish Premiership for 6 in a row.
All right, thanks a lot to Alec there in Parkhead. We're going to speak to Stephen in Cranhill next on the open line. It's Saturday's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
This is the open line on Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Be part of the debate. Call now 0141 951 1025.
With William Hill, proud sponsors of the Scotland national team. Please gamble responsibly.
What a beautiful evening it is across Glasgow and the West. It's officially British summertime tomorrow, I believe.
Clocks go forward tonight.
They do. Thanks, you. But it seems to have started today.
Not in my house, they don't.
The clocks don't go forward?
No, we're still in the 1960s.
I thought maybe you were one of these people that go, listen, I'm just going to have to change it in 6 months. I'll just leave it the way it is.
You turn on our telly, jukebox duties on.
It's approaching 5:45. It is a beautiful summer's evening in Glasgow and the West. Neil Lennon was happy earlier on, of course. A late goal gave Hibs a 2-1 win against Falkirk. He said Peter Houston, the Falkirk manager, should be managing at a higher level. Very underrated, he says. Well, here is Peter Houston.
We've seen it before. No doubt we'll see it again. It's one of these games where I felt we deserved some of the game. That's 2 weeks in a row we've lost, and if I'm being perfectly honest, I don't think we've deserved to lose the two games. And we put a lot into today's game, and fine margins. Sibby's almost on the end of the long ball over the top from Miles, and he could nick it over the goalkeeper just a yard too far in front of him. He got the part and they get the break, and I have to say to anybody, take Keaton's in, he's inside his bad foot, but he can't mask the fact that it's a quality finish. Robbie's knowed an awful lot today throughout the match. And a hard fought game where I felt probably a draw would have been a fair result, but unfortunately for us it didn't work that way.
With the gap and the number of games left, is that a result that puts Hibs out?
I think did Morton lose today?
Yeah.
It's more or less guarantees him it, you know. No, that's the wrong word, guarantees. It did nothing's guaranteed in this mad world of football. But it's put them in a very, very strong position. You know, they can only lose it now again. What we have to regroup again is, from your perspective, is get back on the winning trail again. Because I felt the last two games we've been very, very unfortunate to lose two games. We should have had something out both games.
Hibs the big winners in the championship today, beating Falkirk then, and Morton losing. Dundee United, of course, weren't playing today. So Hibs on 58 points, Falkirk in 48, Morton in 48, Dundee United 44. But both United and Morton have played 28 games, Hibs 29, Falkirk have played 30. Here's Stephen in Cranhill. Hi, Stephen.
All right, guys, how are you doing?
Hi, Stephen, how are you?
Lovely evening.
Beautiful.
How are you? Good. Oh, but as is, there was a caller on earlier on says Jim Duffy should get the Scotland job.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree with this guy. Because look what he's done with Morton, right? We need budget. Scotland's all got a budget. They've got players. So put him in. And put him in the right. Put him in the morning. And I bet you we get a result.
You want him in just now? Do you want me to phone him, Stephen?
Phone who?
Do you want me to phone Jim Duffy and tell him he's in tomorrow?
Aye.
Managing Scotland. On the dugout. On the touchline.
Aye, I know. He'll get married with the players, but Gordon Strachan can get rid of the players, eh?
Well,
Gordon Strachan's got Premiership, so supposedly Premiership players saying that they can play football. They can play football for their clubs, but they're not doing it for their country. What's wrong? Because they're Scottish? No, that's not right. Get Gordon Strachan out and get Jim Duffy in. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
That was a well-made point. So Duff will be at Hampden tomorrow anyway. He goes to every game.
Does he, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He loves his international football, Duff. He goes with his family and big supporter. Loves it. So he might, if we're getting beat at half-time, get Strachan out and get Duff in.
Come on. Get real. Right, well, Jim Duffy didn't have the best of afternoons, of course, at Capello, going down to promoted Dunfermline. Here's their manager, Alan Johnson.
It was always going to be a difficult game to come and play, especially after losing last week, but I thought the boys showed a lot of character and determination to win the game. It wasn't a classic. The old Tazor first goal was going to be the winner. We're delighted to get the first goal, and then second half we should probably have killed it off with a couple of the counter attacks we had. But I thought we defended well for long periods. We looked solid, and it's great to get a clean sheet as well.
You really restricted Morton, didn't you, in many ways? And at second half particularly, you looked a real threat going forward.
Because Morton have been brilliant this year. You look at the season they're having, it's incredible. Just the consistency they've shown, the amount of wins. So it was great to obviously restrict them to very few opportunities. We had a lot of set pieces. I thought we defended them well. I thought it was a back four. I thought we defended really well. We won our headers. We looked solid. I don't think they cut us open too often. So no, it was a great performance. It doesn't look like a free kick, to be honest with you. It looks as though Callum's lost him, and he's trying to grab Callum back, and obviously Callum's got a free header, puts it in the net, but obviously that made us a wee bit more comfortable coming towards the end, so I thought it should have stood.
Alan Johnson there, Dunfermline manager. Goodness me, they have clearly got a very quick exit from Capello and got their way to Magaluf just in time to celebrate there. That's what it sounded like. Well done to Alan Johnson and to Dunfermline. Right, all eyes now on Scotland for tomorrow night against Slovenia. Green Curve says, what are the panel's teams for tomorrow night? So I'm wanting you to give me what you think will be the lineups for Scotland and Slovenia, Gordon.
What my team would be or Gordon Strachan?
Well, I tell you what, I want Murdo to give me his Scotland team lineup, and then Gordon, you can give me who you think will start for Slovenia.
Right, I'll give you. Yeah, well, I know all the players have done my homework. They're playing a 3-5-2.
No, Green Curve says, what are the panel's teams? He thinks it should be Gordon in goal,
yeah.
Anya, Berra, Mulgrew, Tierney, Brown, Armstrong, Forrest, Snodgrass, Naismith, and Griffiths. Let's begin with yourself, Gordon.
Craig Gordon, Anya, Martin, Mulgrew, and Robertson. Morrison, Brown, Armstrong, Ritchie, Snodgrass, and Lee Griffiths.
So no place in your team for James Forrest?
No. Bench. Come on, miss. After 67 minutes.
67 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Murdo McLeod, your Scotland
team. Is Gordon and goal. Back four of Anya, Martin, Mulgrew, and Robertson. Brown and Morrison sitting. Ritchie, Armstrong, Snodgrass, and Griffiths.
That's the same as mine.
Is it exactly the same?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hugh Keevans?
Gordon, Tierney, Mulgrew, Berra, Robertson. I would have Forrest in with Brown, Morrison, Snodgrass, Armstrong and Griffith.
Yeah. I would go Craig Gordon. I don't know if it's the exact same team as you. Craig Gordon, Anya, Martin, Mulgrew, Robertson. This is what I think he's going to go with. Robertson. I think he's going to go with Brown, Armstrong, I think Forrest, Ritchie, Snodgrass and Griffiths.
Why do you all want Anya?
He's the only option for right back. Unless you are going to put Tierney there all of a sudden, as Fraser Wishart mentioned earlier.
Tierney himself says he could play there, no problem.
At right back?
Yeah. Or as you said earlier,
Hugh,
put him at right back, put Robertson on.
If you get asked a question, Do you want to play right back for your country? You bet you're the left back. Of course I can play there.
Yeah, but do you not think he would have played there on Wednesday if he was going to?
I think he would have tested him out, because I know that, you know, they try to rest the Celtic players and just keep them all fresh.
I think Anya did okay on Wednesday night coming forward.
But just again, it just depends who he plays against. But if he's playing against someone that's going to come in the back post, a tall guy, maybe they would just knock the ball from the right deep to the back post. It could cause us problems. But pace wise, you know, he's quick on his feet, and I think when he picks the ball up, he knows how to get the ball forward. He just doesn't run himself. He'll go and play with one twos, and he'll just join in. I think Anya's showed up really well as a right back.
There might be some honest to goodness defending needing to be done here, and I don't see him as a natural defender.
Well, you say that, and absolutely right, but Scotland shouldn't really be thinking about defending. If Scotland are going to lose the game, they may as well lose the game 6-0. Do you know what I mean? They need to be taking the game to Slovenia, surely, making sure that attacking play is of a certain dimension and pace, that the game isn't slow at all, and keep the ball up the other end of the pitch.
We've got to have a team that starts the game really sharp and knocking the ball about and give the fans something to think, oh, we've got a chance here, and then just continue to play like that. Because if we start slowly, if we start with a defensive type side, and then we're just sitting in, and they come on top of us, they'll gain confidence, they'll come on top of us, the fans will go flat and just think, it's time for a change now.
I think the most important thing, Murdo, is the first goal. I think if we can get that first goal, I think it would give everybody in the stadium a lift, the players a lift, everybody. But if we lose the first goal, I don't think we've got the strength and character to come back.
No.
Let me tell you, Fernando Rixon raised a lot of money for his foundation this afternoon. Around 5,000 Rangers fans watched on from the stands at Fleetwood Town's Highbury Stadium. Rixon was brought onto the pitch before his game on a wheelchair, but it was a great fundraiser this afternoon, and well done to all the players, of course, who took part in the game, and all the fans who made the journey down to support Fernando Rixon in that game. We're expecting 700 odd Slovenia fans tomorrow. We're expecting close to 30,000 Scotland fans. Hugh Keevan, surely that can act as an extra man. Let's make the fans a defender.
As I say, every Scotland match now I approach with hope rather than expectation. I have no idea how it will turn out. The last time we were humbled by England at Wembley. Slovenia are not England. It won't be Wembley, but I think we're in for a long old night, and I think it will be 1-1.
Oh, I was just going to ask for predictions. So Hugh's sitting on the fence. 1-1. Gordon DL,
I'm going 1-1 as well.
Murdo McLeod,
go 1-1.
1-0.
To who?
For us.
1-0 for Scotland.
Yes.
Good man.
Who are you going, Jerry?
I am going to say 2-1 Scotland.
Good.
Scorers: Dennis Law and Joe Jordan.
Yeah. Jeff Joe, come on for the winner. Thanks very much to Gordon DL. Thanks to Murdo. Thanks to Hugh Keevans. So the game tomorrow night, and the backlash, of course, will be on Monday night at 6 o'clock. Myself, Hugh Keevans, and Derek Johnson will be here taking your calls then. Will it be calls of Strachan out? Will it be calls of Strachan must stay? Will it be calls of the World Cup here we come? Or will it be calls of the World Cup bye bye? It's bye bye from us. Keep it on Clyde One though. GBX is up next.
Scotland. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
With William Hill, proud sponsors of Hampden Park. Please gamble responsibly.